But ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome today in the studio the guest number two, Connor. Connor, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Mario and Darren.
Hey, welcome. Connor, Darren and I always have the opportunity to talk to unsung business heroes in this studio. And, you know, I always bring this to attention to our listeners and particularly sponsors. We don't have the Hollywood type or the celebrities in studio, not because this is stationed in the middle of the city, but the thing it is, there's a lot of unsung business heroes across the globe, particularly in the environment we live in, like a Sydney, like yourself. And we'd like to hear your story. So, Connor, for our listeners, who is Connor?
So, Connor is a 21-year-old from the suburb of Randwick in the eastern suburbs of Sydney.
Yes.
So, born and raised in the eastern suburbs, got into boxing at a very young age. Karate before that.
Karate,
so, I started karate at 5 years old. And when we were free sparring in karate, because I was so young and so happy to just get into it,
yeah,
I would be going a lot harder on the kids than I probably should have had.
Okay.
So at that point, they were telling me, oh, you know, slow down a little bit. It's all about technical stuff and all that. And I said, you know, obviously being so young, I was trying, I was still developing.
Yes.
And from there, my dad put me into boxing a year later. So boxing was more of a sport where it was still a combat sport, but I had more freedom to kind of let loose a little bit. And it wasn't as technical.
How old were you when you started doing the boxing?
I started boxing at 6.5. So probably a year later from
six
karate.
6.5?
Yeah.
Okay, Darren, did you done the karate, Darren?
Oh, no, I was just being karate kid, wax on, wax off.
Yeah, wax on, wax off.
I think everybody wanted to be that one, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a big move in the 80s. It was the 80s, wasn't it, Karate Kid?
Yeah, probably.
You went around then, weren't
you?
Now we have
the Cobra Kai on Netflix, you know, you can watch the Cobra Kai series, you know, it's just extension. You didn't know this?
No.
I
don't tell you a lot myself.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there many wigs are there, and I mean a lot of makeup to look like.
Yes, that would be right. Many stuntmen as well.
Daniel's son is 56 years old now, so he's not anymore wax on, wax off. No, he's more like a mentor. But so Connor, when you entered the boxing, what was your 6.5 years old kid, you know what I mean?
Mm.
How did you felt in putting gloves, and did you start bashing everybody, or did you want to destroy somebody or something?
Well, I think so. But to be honest, I can't really remember when I was that little. I just remember seeing the ring. It was such a surreal moment, seeing an actual boxing ring.
Yeah.
Because the karate dojo was different. It was a blank area. Yeah. Lots of shouting and, you know, you're wearing the gis and everything. But the boxing was a different atmosphere. So obviously seeing the boxing bags there, seeing the ring, it was very surreal at the time. But I got used to it very quickly. You know, I felt more in my element there because I was because I saw those bags. I just wanted to hit them straight away, and I knew that was probably more of a sport for me. So during that time, I met my coach, who's still my coach now, and he's been a lifelong friend of mine, Dennis Giacomellos.
Okay, hello, Dennis.
I believe Dennis was a guest on the show not that long ago.
Yeah, it was last year. Mental awareness. The boxer, the super light. Was it his?
Hits like a super heavyweight.
Yeah, like it's just, you know, remember him? It's he was a boxer all with his wife, Karen, and everything else, and replacing hips, you know, maybe that, you know, we miss it, you know. It's a lot of guests, you know, to
anyone
remember.
Who has a replacement hip or some sort of hip surgery, I really feel for them because I know what it's like.
Yeah. What, did you have a hip replacement?
Yeah, with my accident on the bike. Yeah, I had 3 screws into my left hip.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're like a robot. Anyway, Dennis is Connor, welcome to the studio. Connor, so are you like?
So I met Dennis at the age that I started boxing. So he was my first and only boxing coach. So I'm 21 years old now. So it's been a lifetime of learning the art of boxing with Dennis.
Yeah.
And we started in a gym called Black Belt Pro in Randwick. And in 2017, I believe, that gym relocated, and Dennis and I did as well. And that's when we met Maydad Rona from Bondi Boxing Gym. And, we've been there for the last 3 years now. And it's actually at Bondi Boxing Gym that I became a coach. I became a boxing coach.
So tell us, let's go back, let's step back. So when was your first fight as a boxer?
My first fight as a
boxer. Don't tell me like 8 years old, eh?
I've had one boxing fight. I was 14 years old.
Okay.
So I think that's the legal age to to start competing. And I had one straight away. So I think it was a few weeks after my 14th birthday, I was able to jump into the ring for a charity fight.
Okay. Interesting.
Again, very surreal moment. I'd been boxing for quite a few years at that point.
Have you been like, did you have that impatience in you? You know, you're 6 and a half, you start, you know, practicing box, exercising in all this and being coached. Then it's a long period, what, 7 and a half years?
Yes.
And, you know, have you been, you know, like, hype it up, you know, when I'm going to go in the ring or?
Yeah, so that's, you know, I was boxing as part of, it was part of the school schedule at the time. So being so young, I went through my whole primary school period and then have maybe a few nights a week of boxing, a few nights a week of karate. So I was balancing the two. So it's always been a part of my life and my routine. I'd say I did have my one fight that I spoke about at 14, but I've definitely been more interested in the coaching side of boxing. I feel like I've had so many opportunities to learn so many skills at such a young age. And it's very rewarding for me to be able to give them back to the kids that I'm training now, to my friends and family, to anyone who's interested. You know, I'd like to share the knowledge that I was taught from Dennis, from Maydad, from Paul Fennick, my karate sensei, all these, you know, lifetime of skills that these guys have honed and have learned. I'm now able to take a little bit of that, put my own touch on it, so, and pass
so
that on to.
I'm really curious now, like, you know, I'm not Australian, but, you know, I can judge some things by my son. So being 6 and a half years old, right, you go into the combat sports.
Yes.
I mean, the boxing is not, you know, like a movie. You know,
it's not ballet, no.
Yeah, it's not ballet, but, you know, I mean, you know, Darren, he's a very violent man. You know, I'll tell you why. Now he drives a bicycle, but you know, I'll tell you this late in the break. No, I'm just joking. Darren is one of the most kind, genuine person, but people on the planet. But how do your environment perceives you? Because, you know, you obviously didn't play cricket or footy, which is more welcomed in by society, but then suddenly you step into the combat sports. Did that society saw you as an outcast, or you know, you must be troublemaker, drug dealer, or something like this. Did you have that experience? Or
you do get that experience, whether it's direct or indirect. Definitely can be a bit of paranoia sometimes. You think, oh, how do people perceive me? I'm so young. I'm in this sport where it's not a team sport. I mean, I've never been a part of a team sport in my life. Just never got the opportunity to because I was so invested in the boxing and in the karate. But yeah, you know, definitely you do feel like being such a young age, or how do people perceive me? And I just think the answer to that is, look, although I was young, I've definitely had over about 15 years experience now in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It has to account for something. Yeah. So I've been around the best in the business. I've been around world-traveled coaches and teachers, and I've really tried to extract as much knowledge as I can out of them and put that into place in my own business. So being involved in this industry in such a young age is it's been a privilege. I'm very thankful for the opportunities that I have had. And, you know, dealing with different personality types, going from training kids to training adults to doing ladies classes, groups classes, like I've dealt with people already from all walks of life throughout the boxing. So it's definitely forced me to grow up probably quicker than natural.
This is also a story. You know, I mean, like Darren, we're going to continue after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, with us, it's Connor from the New Breed Boxing. And I'd like to say thank you to Dennis and the Maydad. If you listen to us, that your protege is here with us in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, take a short break and come back with the more questions to the unique young champion who knows how to overcome some painful obstacles. Say, you're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break and come back after that.
It's 21 minutes past one, Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And welcoming our guest in the studio, Connor from the New Breed Boxing. Connor, I would like to share something with you, my perception is about boxing.
Yep.
Boxing, it's not a sport like a team sport. You know, it is, you have a team of the coaches and, you know, people of rehab, all these things around you. But however, is what you are, you bring into the ring. When you play the team sport, for example, soccer, 11 players on a field, you still can hide your imperfection, but you're celebrating victory like everybody else.
That's right.
However, can you guide us to that experience, your first fight, 14 years old? How did you felt? And, you know, what was your experience facing other guy who's going to be ready to punch in the face?
Definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like we're going for the coffee. You know what I mean? You're just going to ring, and then suddenly when you walk to the ropes, you're on your own. What is going through your head?
So I think, to switch it up a little bit, the closest thing to me being in a team environment would be training with the fellow fighters in the gym. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that respect, yeah, you do have people around you, but your program is your program. So your strategy for the fight, your techniques and your imperfections that you need to improve upon before you step into the ring, that's all on you. So even though there's people around you, you're still on your own. So when you go into the ring, then you're definitely on your own. You're 100%, like you were saying, Mario, it's you and the other warrior that you're stepping into the ring with to compete. It's all on you. Your coach is in your corner, but he can't fight the fight for you. He can provide the strategies, but it's ultimately up to you at the end of the day. So getting into the ring is very nerve-wracking, especially being in front of such a large crowd, because these amateur fights around Sydney do pull in very large crowds. There's a lot of noise. And it makes you nervous, right? Like it's the first fight. You don't want it to be your last fight either. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get knocked out, and you want to perform as well as you can according to the plans that you were training under before you went to the ring.
Is it the boxing? Like, you know, I'm not in position to say nothing about boxing, but is it this like in the movies? Like, you know, I mean, like last one I was watching. Did you watch Darren? Maybe the Creed. Creed 2, whatever it is, you know.
Assassin's Creed?
No, Assassin's Creed. Creed. The Apollo Creed's son, Rocky Balboa extension.
No, I haven't seen that.
I need to see this one. Ivan Drago's son, you know, like, it's like a beast, you know, he's like a Minotaur. And the guy was just pounding him like a B-52 airplane, you know what I mean? And, you know, guy broken ribs but stood up and then, you know, hit him. Is it this in the boxing what we see on the movies?
Movies,
what you can share with us, you know, movies, tell us, you know?
Yeah, they're very dramatic. We don't have the cameras making all those effects and stuff like that. But you know what? Getting hit with a punch is it hurts. It hurts as you'd imagine it to hurt. So that's why, everyone does think that boxing is all about punching on, but stuff like balance, speed, your intellect, your defense, being able to predict when a shot's going to come, how to deflect the shot and then shoot back. It's a science. It's a sweet science, as they call it.
Really?
So you do have to you have to protect that one brain that you have and use it to the best of your ability, because it's all predicated on strategy, boxing. So you may not be the fastest or the strongest or I wouldn't want to say fittest, because you do need a motor in boxing, but that's going to get you through to the finish line. But the smartest man wins in the end. The smartest man wins.
Smartest man.
I was just thinking, you're talking about a lot of skills that aren't to do with punching, like balance. I know when we did a video in a boxing ring and I was there.
Yes.
And I'm happy to say this, but someone looking on said, you look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, because I didn't have any balance.
Yes.
And it was very hard to do anything without that good balance. It's kind of like with everything we do in life, is business or in our own personal lives, you got to have those kind of grassroots skills to be able to be professional at the actual, say, the punches or the blocks. And what do you think about that with boxing?
Yeah, definitely. It's you look at humans from when we're born, right? We start crawling, then we progressively start to stand up. We might wobble a little bit, then fall over, as little babies do. And that's the same with boxing. You need to have your legs underneath you. Your legs keep you balanced. Your core strength keeps you balanced. So balance is number one. Defense is just as important, if not more important, than attacking. So if we learn to use all these skills and simultaneously and put them all together, then this is what's going to create the all-rounded boxer. So
interesting game.
It's definitely a game of many skills that you need to put together and use effectively at the same time.
Okay, can I ask you one question? You know, I go in my local gym. I'm not naming it because it's not advertising. However, there's a two punch package, right? And let me tell you, when the boys come on a punching bag, you know, without gloves, without, you know, nothing, and just doing these things, you know, crazy on the punching bags. And I know it hurts the fist without gloves in the mask, because it's not natural. But it's a difference between the punching bag and the punching in the face. And that's what makes you unique. to talk to us. But how do you transferring your knowledge to your students? How do you pass that knowledge? Do you say somebody, now you're not for the boxing and you're just good for the Zumba classes, or, you know what I mean? Somebody says like, I really want to train to become the boxer.
Definitely. So I always try to gather what is that individual's purpose. Now, when you're dealing with young kids, a lot of the times, you know, their parents want them to do it. Maybe they're being bullied in school. Maybe they're timid kids and they need to grow some confidence through boxing, because, you know, team sports are great for confidence, having your mates and your friendship around you. But boxing brings you to the next level of confidence, as we were saying before. Because
can you expand on this about confidence?
Definitely. So the confidence through boxing is built through being dependent on yourself. So as we were saying before, when we're in the ring or when we're training boxing, it's just you. We can't rely on anyone else. It's your skills. As you were saying before, Mario, you can't hide in the background, as in a team like soccer or rugby in a team sport. So definitely placing an adolescent into that, or a young teenager or even an adult into a situation like that, forces them to grow quicker than naturally possible, maybe.
Yes.
Because they have to. It's fight or flight response. They have to recognize what they're doing wrong and then correct that as soon as they can. So that's why we have something in boxing called shadow boxing, where to the general public, it looks like we're just punching the air, but it's more to it than that. It's, again, building upon the skills of what boxing requires at the end of the day. So when we're shadow boxing, I tell my students that that's a time to use your imagination. So practice techniques that we practice throughout our sessions and incorporate that with defense, and you yourself will figure out what works and what doesn't work. You might throw a combination and think, no, I'm too open, or that's too fancy. So keep it simple. It's shadow boxing is definitely something that I would recommend to improve skills.
Interesting. So it's not the punching in the bag, you know, continuously. So Darren, you know what I mean? Like next time when we go to Bondi Boxing gym, you know what I mean? We're going to search for the corner, not the Maidan, you know what I mean? Because nobody can do the boxing except him.
I'll just search for the coffee machine myself, I think.
Coffee machine. I'd like to say thank you, Connor, for being with us in studio. Take a short break. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We are very grateful for having the guest in studio, Connor from the New Breed Boxing, who is sharing with us know-how to punch in your face. But what does it take for you to overcome the obstacles you're not aware you can, to the boxing, to the shadow boxing, to the dieting, and of course, you know, Rocky, he eat eggs 4 o'clock in the morning. So like, I'm going to ask this next question. I love 90.5 Business with Mario and Darren.
It's 25 minutes to 2, alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And our guest in studio, Connor from New Breed Boxing, sharing with us his life experience, his part from 6.5 years old, start training the boxing. Now he's 21, so almost 15 years of the hard experience, fights, and now coaching the other fighters and the boxers. But Connor, in a break, I spoke to you about confidence. So, you know, we are not all born to fight in the ring, but we want to learn about boxing. You know, I was always fascinated with the Rocky, with his first movie, waking up 4 o'clock in the morning at that music, you know what I mean, and blah, 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 having the eggs. But apart from talking about professional fighters or amateur fighters, somebody comes to you and say, I want to learn boxing. But you said before, you build a confidence in them. How they transfer that confidence from train with your boxing to the real life?
Sure. Okay. So when we're fighting, it can often feel like a war, like a battle against ourselves. Okay. We're pushing our barriers, both cardiovascularly, our physical abilities, our fitness, everything is being tested.
Yeah.
So I think once we break down the barriers of the limitations that you have in those areas through your physical fitness in boxing, naturally translates to real life. So the way your posture, the way you hold yourself when you're walking in public, the way you talk to people, the way you maybe negotiate a deal in business, the way you feel as a person, just in general, your sense of self and your confidence will all grow when you push yourself through these skills that you are taught in boxing.
So when somebody comes to you like myself, you know, I have my coach. I will not say his name, but first letter it's a Maida Ronan, and he kills me. But but you know, quite often I will say to him, I can't do it. You know, after 10th round and whatever it is.
Sure.
But I said, like, I'm not a fighter whatsoever. I'm the senior citizen. I'm 48. I'm doing boxing for different reasons. But the thing is, sometimes I just want to give up. But he always find a way to motivate me to do another couple rounds.
Of course.
So why you will not give up on your students? Yeah, why then Conor from New Breed Boxing will not give up on his students?
Well, it goes back to the name of my business, what I decided to call it. So New Breed, what does that mean? We're creating a new breed of people. So that often goes to the adolescents, the kids of the future of this sport and of our world. So not giving up relates to just keep pushing yourself and keep going further with what you're doing. And when you notice physical changes and perhaps mental changes as well in the way you feel about yourself, you're more likely to not give up and to keep going forward. So I think it's very important, my role as a coach, to keep encouraging people, but to also put them in a position through what I'm telling them to make them realize how they can motivate themselves. Because if we need motivation constantly, something's got to come from internally as well. Something needs to come from yourself.
Because
coach isn't going to be there at 2 a.m. when you can't sleep, or you know, when you wake up and you're not having a good day, or when you're not having a good training session. So it's definitely about me giving what I can to the individual and then allowing them to use that for their own personal lives. So again, it's more than boxing. It's
so you have that, you know, as like, yes, you young, you're 21 years old, but that's like 6.5 years old start boxing. It's a long, long time, 15 years almost.
For sure.
And you know, when you train somebody or your fighters, do you have a disagreement about these things, as I do have with a famous Maydad?
Okay.
I want to be Tyson. He says,
so, well, we'll go to Maydad for 1 second. Maydad is very well traveled. He's worked with some of the biggest names in the world in boxing. His teacher, the late Jimmy Williams, rest in peace, Jimmy Williams, he taught Maydad a lot about the classical arts of boxing, so the original origins of boxing. Yeah, yeah. Now, this relates to what we call in boxing links, so catching a punch off one hand and then being able to throw the same punch off the hand that you just used to block. So again, it comes back to boxing being a sweet science. Concepts like that do not translate well with everyone. Okay, so it can work differently for everyone. Although it is very important, I think what I'm trying to do with New Breed Boxing is to create new ways of coaching as well. So I think it's very important to have individualized programs for each of my clients. I'm not going to train one person the way I train the next person, simply because of different height, weight, abilities, experience.
See, that's what makes you that special group, because personal trainer seems to me, it's a lot of personal trainers being during the COVID.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's explosion of personal trainers on the Zoom, on the TV, in the parks, whatever it is. Darren, he drives the bicycle every day, 50-100 kilometers. And I'm admiring, you know what I mean? I'm really admiring, because
that's great.
Again, he can't hide, you know what I mean? But when it comes to the boxing, you are not just a personal trainer, you're everything. You're the father, you're the mother, you are the nutritionist, you're the coach, you're the everything. And I saw your videos with I think his name is Nathan.
One of his
fighters. You know, he's very agile, he's tall and everything else. So when you do the training with, let's say, someone like a Nathan, and he wants to develop his own style, do you have an argument with that one to say, like, no, you're going to do my way, or you're going to try to adjust, as you said before, to do the things?
So I think in this specific scenario with what you're talking about, Mario, it's different, because me and Nathan were actually friends before the boxing. We met through boxing, but we became friends outside of the sport.
Yeah.
And that relationship allowed us to be able to go into the sport together.
Yeah.
And say, okay, well, let's see what we can do. Let's see how your style relates to my teaching style, and let's see how we can help each other out. Both helping me develop as a coach, because Nathan's a lot taller than I am. I'm only 5'7", 70 kilos. Nathan is a lot taller than me. So being able to train taller fighters, bigger fighters, it's all helping me grow as a coach.
I will still kick his butt on Nathan.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
I will. I mean, that might that you can hear that one. Did you hear that one? So question for you, it's very, very, very personal nature. Darren has not that problem, and he lives on a Kit Kat every day, and then the cherry ripes and everything else. I don't know where he fits this, but he has all these sweets inside of
balanced
him.
Balanced diet.
My research showed that boxing actually using a lot of energy, and you're burning a lot of calories in the boxing. There's no question asked. Now, how is difficult somebody to lose the weight? It's easier to lose to the boxing, not to the normal cardio. Why is so different in the boxing that we sweat more? You know, entire body, it's a burning machine of the calories. And when you're asking contrast, personal trainer is going to say to, I don't know, do the, what is this calling, the high power? No, what's it called? High energy, you know, the 20 minutes. What's it called? This
oh,
one?
Heat.
High intensity. Yeah
that training. One. High like 20 minutes. But you're good. You're sweet. It's like, it doesn't, you know, you sweat, but, you know, the boxing obviously requires a lot of energy and sweating. So somebody comes to you, say, like, I want to lose the weight by training with you. Can you say to somebody, yes, you're going to lose the weight?
Most definitely they can. I think the mental aspect of boxing as well assists in that process, because you're in a constant mindset of always wondering, okay, so if I'm holding the pads, for example, what punch is going to come next? How close am I distance wise? Your mind is ticking. You're always thinking of so many things. I think that increases the heart rate as well, because it's a game. Boxing's a game. It's a sweet science, and it's a very physically demanding sport as well. So when you put all those elements together, you're bound to lose weight. You're always sweating. You're always in at your physical peak. And we're using our hands too. Like we're hitting a hard object. We're hitting pads. So this is, you know, I can't speak for any other sports, but I guess in tennis, when you're hitting the ball, it's a little bit of a lighter impact. When we're punching a pad, that's full force every time. We're pushing ourselves to our physical limits in boxing. So we're definitely bound to lose weight in that regard.
Darren, you know, in the boxing, like, you know, we saw with the Maida day, you know, it's easy, you know, when somebody hurts you, punch you, it hurts. But as well, it requires even more energy to you throw the punch. Am I wrong?
Most definitely, because if you're putting your hip behind the punch, if you're pivoting your foot behind the punch, rolling the front knuckles over the way you should be, then this, it's a full body thing. You know, everyone looks at, oh, the boxing gloves, you know, we're just using our hands. You know, maybe I'll just stand like this, but it's not like that. You know, you need strong legs. You need a strong base.
Connor, before we wind up, I'd like to ask you, and, you know, if somebody want to be in touch with you, how they can find you?
So they can find me through my Instagram page. It's New Breed Boxing, one word. And they can find me through Facebook as well. Same thing, New Breed Boxing. Or you can contact me via email. So it's newbreedboxing01@gmail.com.
Okay. Darren, that'll be it for today. You and I, we have that today. Two awesome guests, ladies and gentlemen. And we can wish you the beautiful weekend. What do you think, Darren?
I think it's going to be a nice weekend, but a bit wet.
Did you put Photoshop today?
I've lost it. I've lost the sun.
I'd like to say thank you to Darren Caves Davis, who make it possible today to interview Richard Bowles from Adventure Alchemy in Melbourne online. As well, I'd like to say thank you to the Connor from New Breed Boxing today being our guest. And I will not mention his name, the great coach, Maida Ronen. But, you know, I mean, I'm hoping you're listening to this. And Darren and I, we're going to come and we're going to kick your butt, Maida. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a Business Insights with Mario and Darren on Alive 90.5. So please feel free to come on the website alive905.com.au today after 6:30 p.m. You can hear the interview and the podcast with this lovely young gentleman who is going to inspire you, Connor from New Breed Boxing. Darren, have a nice weekend.
Have a nice weekend, Darren, and we'll see you next week.
With a special, special guest, so stay tuned.
Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
All right, let's go fight.